Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You sumbitches, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power. We want to welcome everybody, all the brothers and the sisters, and we know the enemies is listening tonight. I am so excited tonight. We've been having so much wonderfulness going on within our struggle and within our movement. We're building for the momentum of April the 23rd in your own city. Organize it in your very own city, in your town, in your hood, in your community. We're bringing it to the people. We're taking it to the people, and we're going to organize as a family up under the umbrella of movement, the day of action, the day of action. But I really want to bring on our national field marshal, the brother that just, wow, that just brings the heat. He brings the fire, and he says, stop all that cooning. And I just want to bring my comrade on the line. He has a lot to say, and he's going to teach y'all today. He's going to talk about the momentum of the day of action. We want to welcome our brother, our comrade in the struggle, King Samir, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Hotep. Assalamu alaikum, shalom, peace to the gods and earths, Abaragani, what's up, stop cooning, race first, NCA, and that stands for No Crackers Allowed. Queen, I'm honored to be Black On, Black Power Radio once again, and in the name of our national chairman, attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, I humbly greet all of the listeners. And you too, Mr. Peckerwood, listening with the greetings of Black Power. And war is on the rise, family. War is definitely on the rise. Our national chairman is on the move. And if he's on the move, the new Black Panther Party must be on the move. There is no time for sitting around trying to buck dance your way out of this. There is no time for sitting around studying all this stuff that we study and don't put it into action. So you're no better than the 10% blood sucker of the poor. You hold all this truth and claim that you are a poor righteous teacher. Claim that you are of the 5%, and yet there is no action. We don't even see 5% of your action, and that's a damn shame today. So I want to open up by saying the white man is the devil. Cooning.
That's right.
Will not be tolerated in 2011. So if our national chairman is on the move, if he is on the front lines, And God damn it, we look like buck dancing puppets sitting at home doing nothing. Our people are starving out here. Our people are hungry. They're hungry for knowledge. The white man is feeding them knowledge each and every single day. By the time they open up their black eyes in the morning to the time they take their black eyes to sleep again at night, the white man has taught and led them throughout each and every day. From 9 to 5, you on his plantation. Some of you may be on from 7 to 3. Some of you may be on from 6 to 2. Some of you may be on from 5 to 1. But goddammit, you on that plantation. And you have yet, as the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, any man that comes into consciousness, into the awakening of himself, and he is on the plantation and he becomes a part of a program that is formidable and successful, there is no reason this man should still be on the plantation after 3 years. This is the word of the messenger. So we got to get up off of our asses and push the new Black Panther Party program. We have to get up off of our asses and get out here and reach our people. How do we do that? Just putting a flyer in their hand is no longer working. It's not working. And some of us are comfortable with just putting a flyer in somebody's hand and going on about our business and letting them go on about their cooning business. We got to get out here and we got to grab some folks. How you doing today, brother? Brother, can I just take 30 seconds of your time? Look, I want to know, what do you feel is the need in our community? What do we need, brother? What do you need in your community? What do you need in your home? How can we help? Give us a call, boo, 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 boo. Our meetings is such and such, such a place, such and such time, such and such night. Sister, how you doing today? No, boo, I'm not trying to get your phone number for a booty call. Sister, there's something I see in you that I think you could really help us in what we're trying to do. I've been acknowledging you, walk past you, you stop and give me a few words every now and then, or you may not stop, but you put, at least put your black power fist up. That means a lot to me. So, sister, can you help me organize the day of action? Can you help me organize for April 23rd, sister? That's what I need you for right now, at this very minute in time. I don't want to know how many thongs you got and how big, how high you can put your leg up. That has no relevance anymore today. That has no goddamn relevance today. We got to organize the National and International Day of Action and Unity. And unity. And some of y'all are saying right now, well, I know some Negroes, man. Look, I'm just waiting to just, I can't unite with at all. I'm just not trying to hear that. I understand that. Some folks you just are not going to be able to unite with. Don't get it twisted. I'm not telling you to be weak and just fall for anything in any damn body. But what I'm saying to you, it's time to get up off of our behinds all across the world. I don't care if you're in Pakistan, Afghanistan. I don't care if you're in Krakistan. I don't care if you're in the Gambia. I don't care if you're in Russia. I don't care if you're in Japan. With all that they're going through right now. But my great concern, and, you know, my heart goes out to the yellow man, to our yellow brothers and our yellow sisters, the revolutionary ones over there. Let me just be real, okay? But my plight is of my African black family right now. And the Japanese situation, that's a whole nother subject for a whole nother time. Right now, our job, New Black Panther Party, is to get up off of our asses and rally up behind our national chairman. if you say you believe in Khalid Muhammad, if you say you believe in Huey Newton, if you say you believe in Harriet Tubman, if you say you believe in Queen Hatshepsut and all this Kemetic stuff, all these damn pyramids and this and that, and we got to go back home and this and this, all the Marcus Garvey philosophy, all the Noble Drew philosophy. God damn it, if you ain't doing no work on April 23rd, you might as well stand in the coon line and no longer mention any one of these great ancestors out of your mouth. Now is the time. So if you a punk, you got until April 23rd to unpunk yourself. You a homo, you got until April 23rd to unhomo yourself. Because this ain't no damn gay liberation march. This ain't a rally for a national day of gay action and gay unity. To hell with that. And I'm not going to sit up here and tell you to promote that or rally or ally with some faggots, with some butt-munching dykes. I'm going to give it to you raw tonight, because most of y'all know I come raw and real anyway, respectfully. To all the babies that's listening, hold your seatbelts, babies. Buckle them tight. But we love you. And we can't always intellectualize everything. I'm not saying I'm just going to be flat out wild and disrespectful either. I'm a very wise man. I'm taught by Malik Zulu Shabazz. I'm taught by Khalid Muhammad. I'm taught by Elijah Muhammad. I'm taught by Marcus Garvey. I'm taught by Master Farad Muhammad. I'm taught by Shaka Zulu. Huh? I'm taught by Setueo. And you know I'm taught by Nat Turner. But we're talking about April 23rd. Why are we organizing this day? Why April 23rd? Well, let's do the math. Let's go to the supreme mathematics. Huh? Two, the number two, family, is taught to us in the supreme mathematics, represents wisdom or the black woman. And I'm not going to sit here and get into all the high science and all that. Wisdom is the manifestation of knowledge. Then you have the number three, understanding. Now, understanding is the perception of what you see clear to be made manifest through your physical eye. Now, if you add the two and the three up, that gives you what? Five. Five in the supreme mathematics represents power. Huh? Power. To show and prove that the Asiatic black man, the father of civilization, the god of this universe and all universes, is shown and proven on this particular day. So let us show and prove our power today, people. See? And it all goes back to black power, because this is what we're talking about, black power. We didn't say integration power. We're not talking about no damn, when we say all power to the people, we mean all power to the black people. You will never hear me say all white power to white people, yellow power to yellow people. You will never hear me say that kind of foolishness. God damn it, the cracker got power. We're the only people on the planet that's lagging. Right here in Philadelphia, the damn Vietnamese. The Vietnamese had their own community. And got a big sign on the wall saying that they're basically, we get ready to take over this neighborhood. We get ready to open up shopping centers. And they already got wholesale markets. Huh? For their own people. Ain't a Negro working in none of these markets, man. Ain't you mad? Goddamn House of Dragon on every corner in your neighborhood? with a cooning behind church and a liquor store all on the same block to keep you doing for other folks, keep you supporting other folks, keep you supporting other nations, other ideologies that go against your best interest as black people. So when we say black power, that's what we mean. Black, meaning the foundation of all things in existence, man. Because before thought is even brought into manifestation, there is triple stage darkness. Oh, but you know, brother, we ain't black because the white man said, shut up. God damn it, you about as black as midnight talking about you ain't black according to some law. Crackers still call you nigger. He still call you African American. He still call you whatever he want to call you. And you accept it. Ain't you mad? Ain't you tired of being disrespected? Ain't you tired of being the lowest people on the planet when you are the greatest people on the in the universe? Ain't you tired of being laughed at when you go before the white man begging, shuffling, and cooning? Crackers laugh at you. Oh, we want you to stop beating the hell out of us with your nightsticks. We want you to stop macing us. We want you to stop shooting us 41 times and 92 times and 51 times. We just want you to shoot us a little less, boss. If you shoot us one time, it's all right. We may not rally as hard. We may not have as many candlelight goddamn vigils. But when you shoot us 41 times, boss, that's just a little too much. Please stop, massa. You sound like a fool. A silly coon begging at the feet of your enemy. Wake up, clean up, and stand up, black man. So if you've never been real with yourself before, if you've just been a liar all your damn life, and you know the lie starts with lying to self, huh? So when you're just being a liar, when you're being a fake ass 5%er, when you're one of the job percenters, huh? When you're one of the phony pontificating FOI and MGT, when you're not representing the teachings of Elijah Muhammad, when you're not representing the teachings of Master Farad Muhammad. For those who are in whatever organization, you know it goes on. But stop begging at the feet of your enemy. And the white man is your enemy. And any coon who wants to stand with the white man is your enemy. We got to stop all this. Oh, he's black. Let us all try to unite. Some fools ain't just worth uniting with. Let's just be real. Some folks we have to, it's just going to be a casualty of war. Because you're either going to get down, goddammit, or you're going to lay down. So on April 23rd, you have the opportunity to be real with yourself. You have the opportunity to show and prove to your family. If you're just a punk, you got a chance to unpunk yourself. Now your black woman just may have a little respect for you now. Huh? Now your faggot boyfriend may have to look at you a little different. Oh, well, you getting into that black power stuff. Huh? When we talk about black power, we're talking about defining, developing, and defending what is in the best interest of our people. Come on. Don't tell me you ain't with that. A lot of y'all just good with the defining and developing. but you don't want to defend a damn thing. You just let the pigs beat the hell out of you. You just let the pigs talk to you any old kind of way. God damn it, we hitting the pig headquarters. I'm going to tell you straight up right now. In Philadelphia, 8th and race, we're coming. As if they didn't know already. Hell, they've been listening to the phone calls we've been planning with other organizations and leadership. We need your help. Don't tell me you ain't tired of Philadelphia police. And all of y'all listening should know about the Philadelphia police. These crackers will come in your home and murder you, your babies, the roach, everything moving. And anything they can possibly think that will move. These the crackers that'll drag you out of a car and beat the hell out of you. And get away with it. These are the crackers that'll shoot you down. These are the same crackers that'll drop bombs on you. Huh? These are the crackers that'll shoot your whole damn block up. Set fire to the whole block. Ain't no cracker like a Philadelphia cracker. But a cracker is a cracker is a cracker. They're all the same. They're the same in New York City. They're the same in San Francisco. They're the same in Disgusta, Georgia. They're the same in L.A. They're the same everywhere, black man. Aren't you tired of getting your behinds whipped? We getting our behinds whipped mentally. We getting our behinds whipped physically. We getting our behinds whipped morally. We getting our behinds whipped emotionally. We getting our behinds whipped politically. We getting our behinds whipped economically. We getting our behinds whipped culturally. We getting our behinds whipped socially. We getting our behinds whipped nationally. We getting our behinds whipped universally. Ain't you tired of getting your behind whipped? We getting our asses whipped. Some folks just still want to sit in the church and praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad it's not me. Oh, we don't have that problem around here. I teach my baby about, you know, African culture during Black History Month. Oh, we know our culture, brother. And here come Penelope from buying a cup of coffee and holding on your damn arm. Huh? Here come the white man. Here come Susie. And you love every damn bit of your enemy. Stop fooling yourself. Stop fooling yourself. We got national work to do. We have universal saving to do. It's black people in Russia, enslaved. We got people all over the globe, enslaved. We have people all over the world, enslaved. Universes, enslaved. And when I'm speaking universes, I'm speaking of the mind. I ain't gonna sit up here and give you some old alien story. I'm speaking of our minds since we're building on power. Because the power has to show and prove from where? The mind. How do you show and prove power? Through action. Nationalistic action. I'm talking about black power. That ain't something we just use loosely. But a lot of you do. Use it too damn loosely. You think because you say black power, that makes you a revolutionary. But where's your black power work? You have no work with that of which you speak. So show and prove your power. Anybody can talk. Anybody can teach. Hell, but are you living it? How are you making it manifest? Elijah said, if you want to tell a man, work. If you want to see a man by his work, look at his woman. So if you're a black woman cooning at home, God damn it, you got some work to do. How you a revolutionary and your black woman at home is a coon? What kind of balance is that? I'm going to keep it real with you tonight. Because we got to stop all this bullshitting. In the Panther Party, in the Nation of Islam, in the UNIA, in any damn organization you in, stop bullshitting. It don't make no damn sense. We cooning, even in the so-called conscious and nationalist community. But damn it, we talking about a day of action, family. So here is your day. So if you've never been real with yourself, April 23rd, you have the opportunity to look in the mirror and say to yourself, you know what? Today felt damn good about being real with self. Damn, that's what black power feels like? Where the hell have I been? You've been cooning. And you're still cooning in 2011. Racism, white racism, is at an all-time high. I'm wearing a t-shirt right now with an AK-47 on it. Why am I telling you this? I know some of y'all saying we don't give a goddamn what you're wearing right now, but it's very symbolic to that of which we are speaking of right now. Gun sales are up at an all-time high. In the book called Black Power and the Destruction of White Supremacy in the Land Called America by the president of the United for Success, or UFS organization, Brother Kabir Hadass, right here from Philadelphia, teaches us what we wear should reflect that of the way we think. The way we dress as so-called nationalists should reflect the way we truly think 24/7. I'm about the total destruction of white supremacy. I don't give a damn how you feel about it. I want to be free. Pardon me. I'm gonna be free. Living or dead. The Shabazz children will be free. Living or dead. My life is on the line each and every day. But I love you more than you hate your own self. Gun sales are up, family. And we're still committing self-genocide. We're still eating swine with a Malcolm X t-shirt on. Oh, you know, brother, I used to be a Muslim. I used to be down with that. Got a goddamn Newport in your mouth? With a Khalid Muhammad shirt on. Come on, family. We have to do better. So we're talking about April 23rd, a day of action. But the action starts with looking in the mirror. And as much as I ain't down with Mike, he said it best. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. And I'm asking him to change his ways. Stop cooning, black man. Stand up or shut up. Stand up or shut up. Stop talking about how revolutionary you are on Facebook. Oh, ain't nobody more revolutionary on Facebook than me. Negro, how do you sound? Not only do you sound foolish with your arrogance, you can't even show and prove. There is no such thing as a better revolutionary than another, because we all have to make that complete constructive change within ourselves each and every single day. So if you ain't ready for this, get the hell out the way. And never mention the name of Nat Turner again. Never again mention the name of Harriet Tubman. Never again mention the name of Dessalines. Never again mention the name of Colin Ferguson. Never again mention the name of New Black Panther Party. Never again mention the name of Khalid Muhammad out of your mouth. You ain't ready for this. Get the hell out the way. Panthers, take off your patch. Take off your button. Strip yourself out of your uniform. Give it away to the nearest young brother who is ready for this that you can find. Or young sister. If you ain't ready for this, sit down and shut the hell up. We got work to do, man. We got millions of people to save. And we can no longer keep soft talking you. It ain't work. It's still not working. Because you're gone back to sleep with these damn devils all up in your bed, under your bed, in your closet, in your living room, in your basement, with no collar or chain around their pale, frail, and stale necks. You let the old dog out the doghouse and board her in the house. And put her in your bed. And that's where you're comfortable at now. That's the end of your revolutionary manhood. Your revolutionary womanhood. It died when integration killed us. So you're just a happy socialist integrationist so-called revolutionary. Looking for a damn certificate. Trying to get a scholarship. Signing up. Just trying to get a scholarship. How far I got you? Huh? Well, we got to stop all this damn looking for something and just do the work. Stop worrying about a damn post all the time and just get some work done. Oh, I want to be the regional minister of this. I want to be the local this. I want to be the this and that. And you ain't a damn thing because ain't no work being done. So you cooning even in the party. Cooning. Get some work done. Our chairman's life is on the goddamn line. And you worried about who's going to be who. Oh, I want to be the minister of this. I want to be the minister of defense. I want to be the minister of information. And as our chairman has told you already, you're the minister of bullshit. And some of you can't even do that right. Get some work done. You should be up before the sun come up. You say you God. Bring the universe into existence, black man. Make the black woman proud of us again, black man. So you should be up watching yourself come up. You should be waking up, waiting to wake up all over again. Now go do the knowledge to that wisdom and born your understanding. That's power. When you're out here taking the rejection from your own people each and every day. Sometimes even in your own home. Huh? Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all can feel me right now. Huh? You go through it in your own home. Rejection. So it makes you feel like, what's the point of putting on this uniform and going out here trying to teach somebody? In words, just going to be in words. We ain't going to be nothing else but that. I beg to differ. Only those who are afraid of themselves getting out here liberating our people would make weak-ass statements like that. We can't. That's weak as hell. You a panther. How you can't? Do you know what you represent? Do you know what you stand for? Do you know what? Stand up. It hurts sometimes, man, to see us in such weak conditions. It hurts to see us just happy with being a coon, just happy with the condition black people are in. Damn it, I'm not happy about it. And I'm not going to be happy about it until we do something about it. That's why I do something about it. But my little individualism is nothing. Because we as a people have to do something about it. Do you know what this uniform represents? Do you know how many people died in the banner of this uniform? And you walking around here doing nothing? Sleeping all goddamn day? Clubbing all damn night? Panthers, if you ain't in the damn club recruiting, you got no business in no damn clubs. Stay the hell out of them. Because you're putting your whole entire organization in jeopardy because you got your behind in there cooning, and some cooning Negro is going to do something. Now it's going to cause you to do some more cooning, getting ugly, and now you're going to come running back. Oh, I got in some beef. Come on, y'all. We need to go handle this. Hell to the no. You ain't putting our behinds in jeopardy because you want to be a damn reactionary. Hell no. Stay off the club. That's a national order. Stay the hell out the clubs. You ain't going in there doing no business. And I'm not saying if you a performer or, you know, but if you just going just a coon, you ain't got no business in there. It's all right to go out, but you can't find something revolutionary, something awakening to do. And wonder why your family is going through hell. Because you still cooning. You still perpetuating white supremacy. Even in your own home, with all these black nationalist pictures you got on your wall, you still down with Willie Lynch. No reason your woman should be out in the club. shaking and spinning, grinning, whining and dining, cooning. Oh, well, you know, God, you know, 360 excuses, but you God. Black man, we better stand up, because this cracker owns the black woman today. Don't tell me Versace don't own our black woman. Huh? Don't tell me Scary Ellis, I mean Perry Ellis don't own our black woman. They run around here, all these damn weaves and crazy behind wigs on their heads. The white man owns our black woman. Ain't you upset about that? You happy with promoting Willie? Every time a sister walk by with some foolish behind clothing on you, man, baby, you look good. Damn fool, you promoting Willie Lynch. You supposed to get the sister's mind out of that European cracker culture. And some of y'all do it in your uniform. Damn, baby, you look real good. Cooning. You cannot be out here disrespecting our people, man. That's why they so turned off about everything else. Stop trying to pimp with this supreme wisdom, man. This is divine. This mission that we are on is a divine mission, man. Our chairman ain't looking for no goddamn fame. He's not looking for no glory, some damn media attention, for some cracker redneck Glenn Beck and some goddamn cooning national network, CNN. This man loves our people. This man will give his life for our people. You don't know what he goes through each and every day. So the least we could do is stand up. Iron your uniform. Look sharp when you out here with our people. Shine your boots up. Don't care if you got one uniform. You make sure it's clean each and every day. Make sure you're looking good. Your appearance has to be the opposite, but it has to be that attracting power. Because you know when they see a sea of black, everything stops moving. Oh, what the hell? But if your boots all linked to the side, if you got sweaty salt stains all in your uniform, if you're wrinkled as hell, your head is just, ain't nothing wrong with being nappy. But make it look good while it's nappy. And everybody can be happy while you're nappy. Huh? But don't try to come in this army. Now you want to make changes. Huh? It's set the way it is. So you come in and get your behinds in line. Follow the instructions of our national chairman. Follow the instructions of the national chain of command and the national committee. And that's the problem with a lot of you. You can't follow goddamn instructions. Some of you just want to talk too damn much. You just want to be seen all the time. Shut up and do some work. The fire is on your asses tonight. How you gonna punk out? How you punking out? We're talking about making moves on our enemy on April 23rd. How you punking out? Because you're eating too much pumpkin pie. My oh my. At home eating coon pie with Susie. buffoon eclairs with Susie. Watching Coonin movies eating sellout cookies with Susie. So go on back to baking some sellout cookies. Because we on the move today. And if you ain't with it, we still love you. But just be real with yourself and just be real with us. Don't talk shit about us. And you ain't doing nothing. You have nothing positive to say about the new Black Panther Party. Keep our damn names out of your mouth. Just don't say nothing. It ain't hard. So when you see us on national news or wherever we are doing the work, don't hate, appreciate. Don't hate, motivate. Don't get mad because we doing what you scared to do. Don't get upset. Hell, help us do it. And we ain't so arrogant that we can't say we need help. Hell, I'm going to tell you right now, we need help. We can't do all this alone, man. Don't think because we on the front line, you ain't got to be. Sometime or another, you're going to have to be. You're going to have to face this goddamn white man. You don't have a choice. This is the battle of good and evil, black man. This is the battle of Armageddon. Don't get scared now. You've been talking that revolutionary gangster talk. For how many years you've been just running off at your mouth? Now here's your chance to show and prove your power. Here's your chance to show and prove what black power really is. So we are organizing and we are asking for help. Help us help you, help us all to get free. Don't you want to be free? Ain't you tired of getting up in the morning oppressed? Ain't you tired of your alarm clock in the morning? That electronic whip whipping your behind every morning because you got to get up for your physical master, for your physical whip, and go pick more cotton for your enemy? Ain't you tired of that? Don't you want something of your own? Well, let me say this to you right now. The Philadelphia chapter has ways that you can leave your plantation. The new Black Panther Party has ways for you to leave that plantation immediately. For more information on what I'm talking about, you call 215-769-5053 or 267-978-3881. That's 215-769-5053 or 267-978-3881. Give us a call and we will give you all the information that you need to get off your plantation and tell your cracker boss to kiss your you know what. And I did say immediately, didn't I? Oh, okay. I thought I did, but in case I didn't, immediately. Because we have established the economic programs for our people, not just for ourselves. The Panther don't belong to King Samir. The Panther don't belong to Malik Zulu Shabazz. Y'all want to know who the Panther really belongs to? How many of y'all want to know? Raise your lying black hands, because some of y'all cooning right now. Cooning. I see you. The Panther belongs to you, the people. So no matter what we do, guess what? It's for you. It is for the best interest of you. We are defining, developing, and defending all this that we are doing here in the Philly chapter for you. So call those numbers, or you can email me, us, pardon that. Email us. And I strive daily to get out of the me, I. Even if I'm talking about self, I still try to include us. Because this is what it's all about. Unity starts with who? Self. If your body organs and your whole body functions and structure was not united, guess what? You won't be able to walk, talk, and do anything. You won't be able to go to that club and get your coon on. So your body should be the greatest example. You, self, should be the greatest example of what unity is, because you are that example of unity. Because you are the manifestation of power. You are walking, talking, living, breathing power in its realest form. You are that energy. You are that breath. Huh? You are that spirit. Because none of it exists without its, what, physical form. The wisdom don't exist without the understanding. Huh? If you can't understand that which you are applying, how are you going to apply it properly? Come on, family. We got some serious work to do. Serious work to do. So April 23rd, every city, don't care where you at. Don't care where you at. You get busy in the projects. Get busy on the morgue. Get busy on the church if you got to. Huh? Start rallying in front of some of these straight up multi-million dollar cracker churches. Straight up. Go to the damn Jewish synagogue, so-called Jewish synagogues. Here they have a statue of the Jewish Holocaust here that represents a memorial to the Jewish Holocaust. Hell, we have a whole city of just nothing but history of the white man's so-called independence. But a cracker is a cracker is a cracker. They weren't fighting for our damn freedom. They was fighting for their own. Huh? Cracker don't fight for you. But you ready to give your life for him. You ready to give your life for your enemy. You ready to go to sign up for the Navy right now. You ready to go sign up for the Army, the Marines, and all that, Air Force, and all that right now. But if you got to do what you got to do, do what you got to do. But be a black soldier in the white man's army. That's the difference. But some of us talking about, oh, I'm going to be a spook, brother, you know. I got to be a spook. And you already spooked the hell out and come back spooked out even damn more. And not only you spooked out, you cooned out. How you a spook cooning? See, a lot of us get caught up in just the hot language. But you have no proper understanding on what the hell you talking about, really. You just use it because it sound good. It sound hip. It sound fly. But you better study etymology and watch what some of these words you use. I guarantee you, you won't use them again. Or not in the text that you think that they mean. This cracker is wickedly wise. Anytime he took the God of the universe and made him a damn punk of the universe, don't tell me you ain't scared to fight. If you ain't scared to fight, why are we still enslaved in America? Damn it, I ain't scared to fight no peck of woods. Coons either. I just love to fight. It makes my blood just move through my body daily. Each and every second, I love to fight. And I was in many a gangs during my young life. And trust and believe, I love to fight. But I was a fool back then. I had no consciousness back then. But once Khalid Muhammad said into my brain, and I started hearing the waves of power of the words of the strong warrior Khalid Muhammad, already coming into the knowledge of self, already coming into the supreme lessons. And I want to say peace to wise intelligence of the poor righteous teachers for born in the science. You understand? So it all started with self, family. And those words just started transmitting. It just made me feel a little different. Yeah, I heard Farrakhan. Yeah, that was good. Beautiful. Very uplifting. Excellent. But I guess that particular speech wasn't for me at that particular time. So when I heard Khalid Muhammad, the goddamn white man and the white woman is a bitch. Oh, and you know she is. Don't get it twisted. But when I heard the way he broke it down, and I said, that's my kind of talk. That's my kind of, I want to, that's the, who is he? Who? Okay, I want more of this man right here. I don't want to hear nobody else. This is the man I want right here. Oh, I love Malcolm. Yes, thank you. He's excellent. But this man, he moved my blood, family. He touched my soul, man. Deeper than my own father could touch my soul. And I'm telling you something real. And it may sound spooky, but you just still caught up in spookism, I guess. But we're talking now the inner self. The way this man's voice just moved me. Made me wake up, clean up, and stand up, even though I was already doing that. But it put me to action. The way I watched him move and how he just broke everything down so you can plainly understand. But it was the fact he didn't have fear. And I was never no punk. We'll fight in a minute. You may have whooped my behind, but guess what? We're going to fight. Best believe that. So it put me to action. The words and the tone of the warrior drum of his voice made me move with that which I was already learning. So don't say you represent Khalid. You love, everybody tell me I love Khalid. Everybody love Khalid Muhammad, and then there are those that just didn't. But don't say you love him and you ain't doing nothing. Don't sit back and watch his damn DVDs and speeches all day and you ain't getting out here doing nothing. You ain't even giving the crackers some wrong directions at least. Damn, do something. You know, just shoot a spitball at the cracker. Do something in self-defense. I'm not telling you go out here and attack anybody. But on April 23rd, we got to do what we got to do in its most disciplined form. But hell, your city dynamics may vary to other cities. So the pigs may make a move on you. Huh? Don't punk out now. And in self-defense, goddammit, we're to send them pigs back to the pig pen. Ready for bacon. We're talking real, 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 real action. And again, I'm not instructing you or telling you or even advising or roundabouting to go attack anyone. But you are to follow the instructions that our leader has put before us. And again, the dynamics of your particular city or state maybe is a lot different than everybody else's. Some states already know the pigs are going to move. Some already prepared for that as your national field marshal. I don't just sit on my ass and just say I'm your national field marshal. The national assistant, the national spokesman, we're always connecting and putting things in motion and putting things into action, showing, proving the power that we have because our national chairman had enough love and understanding and trust and wisdom plus power because he knows and understands he's God. So he put us in these positions because he knows work is going to get done. The moves are going to be made. And that's our job. So while he's out putting his life on the line, God damn it, we got to be putting ours on the line. But everybody can't be a vanguard. We need some cooks. Hell, we got to eat after battle. We need some nurses, some doctors, some health practitioners. We need all that. We need everybody. But does that mean you ain't got to fight? Hell no. Hell, even the medic in the white man's army fight. Don't the medic go to war too? Or you think that he just sit in the hospital all damn day? His behind is in Iraq and Afghanistan right now. Even the lowly news reporter, the journalist, his little job is in Afghanistan on the battlefield right now. So everybody got to go to war. That's the point that I'm making. Don't think because you a teacher, you ain't got to shoot no damn body in self-defense. These pigs are going to come and raid your school. Your African independent school, the pigs are coming to raid it. What are you going to do? How are you going to defend it? Hell, are you going to defend it? Or you just going to kowtow and yes sir boss and get down on your knees and let them cuff you and the babies and just take you to a concentration camp? You better stand up, black man. Stand up, black woman. Stand up. April 23rd. National and international. France, this means you too. This means all of our overseas chapters and our international chapters. I'm talking to you too. If you got to raise hell, goddammit, raise some hell. If you want some, if you're going to do some civil disobedience, be prepared. Don't just go to jail by goddamn appointment. Be prepared. But you follow the instructions our national chairman gives you if you decide that's what you want to do. We're not saying don't do it. Just be very wise in the movements that you make. Don't be a reactionary. Don't be a fool. Don't just get out in these streets and just look like a damn monkey. Running up and down the street, black power, black power, black power. Like a monkey on acid. Can't stop. But you ain't doing nothing. You ain't saying nothing. So wherever you got to handle some situations our people need the most, you got to handle it. Damn it, we've shut down boardwalks in Atlantic City. Huh? And going to jail for it. Did we care? Hell no. Why? Because the conditions of our people are atrocious. Somebody has to be strong. Somebody has to stand the hell up today. Somebody got to talk hard to your behinds today. So the flamethrower is here on Black Power Radio. Black Power, your friendly neighborhood flamethrower is here, keeping it real with you as always.